You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood first. Warner Brothers Discovery has announced the stellar cast for the animated adaptation of Alan Moore's iconic graphic novel Watchmen Chapter 1, set to release on August 13th. This adaptation features Matthew Rhys as Night Owl, Katie Sackhoff as Silk Spectre, and Titus Welliver as Rorschach, among others. The movie will be available digitally and on Blu-ray 4K Ultra HD on August 27th, with Watchmen Chapter 2 slated for 2025. Fans can also enjoy past adaptations like Zack Snyder's 2009 film and Damon Lindelof's 2019 miniseries on Max while they wait. Next piece of news, Kevin Costner's ambitious Western Horizon and American Saga Chapter 2 has been pulled from its August 16 release due to poor box office performance of the first chapter. Released in June, Chapter 1 grossed just $24 million against its $100 million budget. To build a larger audience, New Line Cinemas and Costner's Territory Pictures will now debut Chapter 1 on video on demand on July 16th. Despite the setback, Costner remains committed to the four-part saga, though future release dates for Chapter 3 and 4 remain uncertain. Horizon and American Saga Chapter 1 is still in theaters. More Hollywood news, Bette Midler is eagerly pushing for Hocus Pocus 3, urging Disney to start production before time runs out. Following the success of Hocus Pocus 2, anticipation for a third film has grown, though a script is yet to be completed. Midler, who plays Winifred Sanderson, humorously noted that the cast should return while they're still breathing. Screenwriter Jen D'Angelo is excited to delve deeper into the franchise, hinting at a potential focus on Hannah Waddingham's mother witch, a standout character in the second film. D'Angelo aims to explore new storylines and adventures, continuing the Halloween legacy that fans adore. You can watch Hocus Pocus 2 now on Disney+. Next up, Julia Garner leads the cast of Apartment 7A, a prequel to Roman Polanski's cult classic Rosemary's Baby, set for a Halloween release on Paramount+. Directed by Natalie Erica James, the film, rated R, explores the eerie events of the apartment in 1965 before Rosemary moved in. Garner plays a young dancer who encounters dark forces after a career-ending injury. The cast includes Diane West, Kevin McNally, Jim Sturgess, and others. With a screenplay by James, Christian White, and Skylar James, the movie is produced by John Krasinski and Michael Bay, promising a spine-chilling addition to the horror genre. Next up, after their success with Wrexham AFC, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney have invested in Mexican soccer club Club Necaxa, joined by Eva Longoria as an investor and executive producer of a docuseries about the team. The series, tentatively titled Bienvenido a Necaxa, will air on Disney Plus and FX, focusing on the club's revitalization after its move to Aguascalientes. Longoria, also starring in Apple TV Plus's Land of Women and Only Murders in the Building, will partner with Necaxa's co-owners to help restore the team's former glory. Moving on, Renee Zellweger is set to star in the TV adaptation of James Patterson and Mike Lupica's novel 12 Months to Live, titled Jane Smith. Zellweger plays Jane Smith, a defense attorney facing her toughest case while dealing with a terminal illness. The series, produced by Skydance TV and MGM Television, will have Mickey Johnson as showrunner. If successful, it could expand with more books from the series. This marks Zellweger's return to TV after her acclaimed role as Judy Garland in Judy and Pam Hupp in The Thing About Pam. More news, Emilia Clarke will lead the cast of Prime Video's Criminal, a series adapted from Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips' graphic novels. Clarke plays Mallory, a cunning armed robber involved in a romantic affair with Ricky Lawless, portrayed by Gus Halper. The show, featuring interwoven crime stories, also stars Charlie Hunnam, Richard Jenkins, and John Hawks. Brubaker serves as co-showrunner alongside Jordan Harper, with Phillips as an executive producer. Clark, known for Game of Thrones and Secret Invasion, continues her versatile career with this thrilling new project. Last piece of news, Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series with Warner Brothers Television and Greg Berlanti's Berlanti Productions. Berlanti, known for The Flash and Riverdale, aims to capture the essence of the beloved franchise, highlighting its empowering message. The new series will continue the adventures of Mystery Inc., featuring Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and Scooby-Doo. Berlanti shared his personal connection to the series, reflecting on his early career at Hanna-Barbera and his excitement for the new project. Fans can look forward to an authentic take on the classic, with plot details still under wraps. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.